This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest version of xAI's Grok can process images. More on that in moments, but first, the Blink Mini 2 home security camera was only announced a month ago, and it's already on sale. The camera is 25% off in both colors, black and white, in a deal on Amazon, bringing the already budget-friendly system down to just $30. The Blink Mini 2 can be used indoors or outdoors, offers HD footage in the daytime or at night, and has an LED spotlight. It can be paired with one of Amazon's smart displays for Alexa voice controls. The camera is a plug-in device, though, so you'll need to place it somewhere with an outlet. And why choose between a gaming laptop and one meant for school when you can get a PC that does both? Gaming laptops are now cheaper and more powerful than ever, and many wouldn't look out of place in a classroom. If you're aiming to do some serious multimedia work alongside playing video games online, it's worth taking a look at a dedicated gaming system. You can find general advice on choosing a gaming notebook in our guide. But if you want a few models that will be perfect for school and play, you've come to the right place. Check out our list of the best laptops for gaming and schoolwork at Engadget.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
xAI, the OpenAI competitor founded by Elon Musk, has introduced the first version of Grok that can process visual information. Grok 1.5V is the company's first-generation multimodal AI model, which can not only process text, but also documents, diagrams, charts, screenshots, and photographs. In xAI's announcement, it gave a few samples of how its capabilities can be used in the real world. You can, for instance, show it a photo of a flowchart and ask Grok to translate it into Python code, get it to write a story based on a drawing, and even have it explain a meme you can't understand. Hey, not everyone can keep up with everything the internet spits out. The new version comes just a couple of weeks after the company unveiled Grok 1.5. That model was designed to be better at coding and math than its predecessor, as well as to be able to process longer contexts so that it can check data from more sources to better understand certain inquiries. xAI said its early testers and existing users will soon be able to enjoy Grok 1.5e's capabilities, though it didn't give an exact timeline for its rollout. In addition to introducing Grok 1.5V, the company has also released a benchmark dataset it's calling Real World QA. You can use any of Real World QA's 700 images to evaluate AI models. Each item comes with questions and answers you can easily verify, but which may stump multimodal models like Grok. xAI claimed its technology received the highest score when the company tested it with Real World QA against competitors such as OpenAI's GPT-4V and Google Gemini Pro 1.5. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Mariella Moon and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Shaikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.